Today's daf Yerushalmi Pe'ah is daf Beit, and we're holding a little bit before the top of the daf at the question of Efrisot. So Rebbe Rachia Boy, the Lama Lo Tanina Loko. Yesterday we discussed why it is that we don't include the mitzvah Truma here. We had some very fascinating turuts. Today Rebbe Rachia asks, and how come we don't include other things? Let's say Afar Sota. There's no shiur how much of the dirt that's underneath the Mishkan, or at the time the Beis Hamikdash was a special place to take that dirt and to mix it in with the water that we're mashkin to the sota, and there's no amount specifically of how much of that dirt you're supposed to necessarily mix. It just says min ha'afar sheyeh b'karka mishkan. That's all it says, and there was not even a kviyut shiur that we know of. So that's one question. Another question I have: how about efer pora? It doesn't say that there's a specific amount of the ash of the pora aduma that you mix into the mayim chai, and therefore you ought to be able to put into an enormous amount of water even a little bit of afer. The only shear that we have is that you have to be able to see the afer when it's put into the water. So then we should be able to list that mitzvah too. And how about the mitzvah of the spit that a Yavama who's doing chalitza is supposed to spit in front of the Yavam? There's no shear at all there too. It just says v'yarkap in front of. All the din is over there, so you have to be able to see it. Nothing else. And how come it doesn't say Lama lo taninan dam tzipor shel mitzora? You're supposed to mix the blood of the shechita of the single tzipor that was shechted for the mitzora in the kli cheres of mayim chayim, and there's no specific amount of dam that needs to be put into that water either. So we seem to just have arbitrarily defined this set. And since the Gemara, it's not arbitrary at all. You see that? The point is, what we're saying is that there may be things in which you can add, and in adding, you would be doing a mitzvah, and nonetheless, if you don't add, there's no chiyav, and there's no shir, you already yotze. Mashenkin, the things that you're talking about does not achieve anything. There's no mitzvah in adding more efer pora. There's no mitzvah in throwing in more dirt into the maaser ta. There's no mitzvah in putting in more blood of the tzipor. So that's not the point of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is saying that there are things that are mitzvahs in every bit that you'll do, and nonetheless, there's no inyan to give more than any minimum amount. That's the point. Which ain't basiyata mitzvah. Now, we said the ra'ayun. The question is precisely of the shir that we're referring to, of ra'ayun. Because the truth is, there's two different issues that the ra'ayun relates to. There is the mitzvah of yira'eh kol zechurcha, of coming into the Beit HaMikdash. However, there is also another mitzvah, and that is when you come in to the Beit HaMikdash, then it says you mustn't come in empty-handed. You have to bring a korban. That korban is called the korban of Re'iyah. How about that korban? Is there any shiur to that korban? Ah, now that is a different issue. Matnita, our mission is referring to Re'iyat Panim, only to the mitzvah of coming into the Azara. However, Briyat Korban, bringing Korban Riyah there definitely is a shiur, and that shiur is actually a machlokas on which is which. We know there are two korbanas that you're supposed to bring. You bring your oilas riyah, and you bring a shlomim, which is called shalmich hagiga. So one of them is supposed to be worth a mo'ah kesev, and the other one is supposed to be worth shtei mo'ah kesev. It's a big machlokas in the Mishnah Chagiga between Beit Shemmai and Beit Hillel about which one, the oila or the shlomim, is supposed to be the one that is worth more. So, but in any event, there certainly is a shear to the mitzvah of the korban riyah. There is a minimal shear, whatever it is, if tomorrow or shteimot. Va'atikad yomer Rabbi Yochanan. This explanation of the Mishnah fits with the way Rabbi Yochanan understood it, because he said ma'ah kesef and shtei kesef is a halacha that is a dioraita. It's dvar Torah. In which case, there is a shear for Riyas Korban Diorita, and therefore our Mishnah cannot be referring to Riyas Korban. It can only be referring to Riyas Panim in the Azor. There is, however, another possibility. Tana, Rabbi Yossi, Kamei Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yossi said this bright in front of Rabbi Yochanan that actually a Korban Riyah is Midiorita Kolshul. And it was only the Chachamim who said the din of Moa Kesef and Shtei Kesef for Riyah and Chagiga. And therefore, since year two, meteorite, to this notion here, we can explain the mitzvah of Rayon to include even Rihiyat Korban, the same way we had an explanation of our Mishnah that included Pe'ah, which would mean Pe'ah, even though that's Shid Rabbanan, but it doesn't have a Shir meteorite. Omar Leis, Rabbi Yochanan said to Rabbi Yosa, that doesn't make sense. The Yesh Kenzu, is there such a thing of a mitzvah that the Chachomi would come and be Koveya? Is Shiur not something the Torah itself gave no Shiur to? Now, of course, that is a very strange question. Amar Rabbi Yonah, and Rabbi Yonah points out, I must be missing something here. I mean, all of the Shiur, aren't they exactly that? V'chol ha-Shiurim, lo chachamim hein shenatnu? I mean, let's say, Kizayit ben Amet. Is there only Kizayit ben Amet is betame ba'or? Or Kizayit ben Anivila is betame b'mas? Or Kadash ben Asheretz is betame b'mag? I mean, all of those things don't appear in the Torah, and why don't you ask on each one of them? Well, is it possible that something that doesn't appear in the Torah should be given a shear by the Rabbana? Lo atyan misho, Rabbi Yochanan was not coming to ask on that brighter. Elakadatani Rivoshai. His question was mistakenly mentioned here when in fact he had asked this question about another brighter. The other brighter goes like this. It brings the pasuk of Lo Yera Upa Nai Rekam, that Midiorita Afilo Kosher. As long as you're not empty handed, that's what Rekam means. So as long as you're not empty handed, you're Mekayim. It's the Chachonim, Hein Shamru, Ma'a Kesev. That the Korban Ria is supposed to be 2 ma'a, and the Chagiga is supposed to be, 1 ma'a, and the Chagiga is supposed to be 2 ma'a, according to Beit Hillel. And there, Rabbi Yochanan asks, Fakash, the Dusamach, the Dvar Torah, since we have a word in the Pasuk that says it so clearly, that all that the Torah is mapped on is Rekam. Don't come empty-handed, right? So, does that make sense that Vuhu Amar, Chachamim Amru, Ma'a Kesev, Shtei Kesev, the same moment that you're telling me that the Torah specifically goes out of its way to say as long as it's not Rekam. I mean, you're going to tell me that in this case, where the Torah said, I don't want there to be a shear, the Chachomim were empowered to put a shear on it? Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Bon, look, you got to understand that what's going on over here is that this is Rabbi Yochanan l'shitato. Rabbi Yochanan kadaita, Rabbi Yochanan shita all over is that all of the shiurin are halacha l'moshe misina. And because of that, he holds the same thing is true about the ma'ar kesev and the shtei kesev. It's dvar Torah. Therefore, he does not accept a statement that, well, actually, the Torah doesn't want a shiur. But the Chachomim were Koveya Shir despite the fact that the Torah said not to. You're saying, what kind of business is that? Whereas Rabbi Hoshaya, who said that it was the Chachomim who defined the Shir of the Ma'a Kesev and Shtei Kesev, that was the Shitato. What is that? Rabbi Hoshaya Amar. Ha'ochel Yisr Bizman HaZeh. Somebody comes along and he eats a Shir of Chelev, let's say, and he needs to bring a Korban. Obviously, he can't, Bizman HaZeh. What he has to do is he writes down in a little notebook that on such and such a day, I ate a Isser of Chelev, and that way, if the Beit HaMikdash is rebuilt, I should remember to bring a Korban Chatas. But not just the Korban Chatas. He should write down precisely how much he ate. Because, Sir, Rishonah Levat HaShiurim, because how do you know? Shema Yamod Beit Din Acher V'Yishaneh Levat HaShiurim. If another Beis Din comes along and gives a different shiur, then he will not necessarily be Chayev in that Chatas. So he better know for a fact, because he can't take a chance to bring a chatas ben asafek. And if he only says, well, you know, in the good old days when the shear was a kazayit, I know that I ate a kazayit, but I don't remember if I ate a kazayit 0.43, which is the new shear. So therefore, you should write it down. So basically, the Gemara is assuming that nobody's going to get into some kind of ridiculous question of how big is a kazayas? Because obviously, a kazayas is a kazayas. It never occurred to them that there would be a question of how to analyze the kazayat, because if there were, then of course none of this proves anything. So therefore, the question is that there may come a time which will say, you know what, we shouldn't use a kazayas as a shear, meaning the standard kazayas. We should use a kazayas gadol, or, you know, or a kazayas cotton, whatever it is, instead of a kazayas benoni. And therefore, it's clear that the Chachomim, according to him, have the kayach of defining the actual size. However, says the Gemara, Amrei Chazer be Rabbi Yochanan min Hada. Rabbi Yochanan had harota, and he no longer held that Ma'a Kesef, or Shtei Kesef, was a shear of a local measure of Sinai, and he agreed to Rav Hoshaya that it was only a derabban. Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yossi Tavayonah Amram, Lo Chazar. And actually, Rabbi Yochanan continued to maintain that it was halacha l'meshe Sinai. And there's actually proof to that, because Va'od Min Hada, from the very fact of the following psak halacha. The Amar Rabbi La b'shem Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Ila in the Bavli is Rabbi La in the Yerushalmi. So Rabbi La said in the name of Rabbi Ami that there's a machlokas between Itpalgun Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan. Chizkiah amar adam cholek et chovato l'shtei be'emot. A person can take his chiyav of shtei ma'ot kesef to bring his karma chagiga, and he can use it in terms of two animals, each one of them being worth a ma, and bring that as his karma chagiga. Why would he want to do this? Because let's say he doesn't have a lot of people that are eating. When he shechs the chagiga, he's got to finish it within the shnei yamim and laila. So that's the din of a shlamim, and the chagiga is a shlamim. So he only has, the first day starts with the day of the shechita. And therefore, if he doesn't have a lot of people to eat, he's going to have a lot of wasted meat. It's better for him to use his two ma'ot for two behemoths. And then he buys smaller behemoths, and he can, let's say, do one on the first day of yantim, and one on the fourth day of yantim. You know, that way he might be able to finish up the entire thing. And therefore, what's the problem? Whereas Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Ein Adam Cholek Et Chovato L'Shtei Behemot, you cannot bring two separate animals. You must have each one of the Karma Chagigas is defined as a Shtei Ma'ot Kesef. So, Ela Tzarek Shei Biyado Shtei Kesef L'Kol Echad V'Echad. If you don't have that, then what can you do? You can only bring that Karma. For your Karma Chagigas, there's nothing else to do. So now, it would appear that Rabbi Yochanan, who assers, holds that the shear is an actual definitive shear, and not a drabbanon and how much you're supposed to spend, but it actually defines what a korban chagiga is. In which case, the shear of shtei kesef is obviously halacha l'mishnah according to him, and you can't split it up. You should be able to split it up because the drabbanon will only mechayev you to spend a certain amount of money on your korban. Now, there's another question, and that question is, where does the money come from for the kinyan of a korban? So we know that all of your korbanot have to be brought minachulin. That's the call. So your korban chagiga should have to be brought from chulin, correct? Nonetheless, we are saying on a pasuk that if you're bringing a korban chagiga above and beyond the shear, you're allowed to add something that isn't quite chulin, and that is the money that you have in Meiser Sheni. You can mix that with your chulin money in order to buy a larger korban chagiga. And that's called tofel. It means you can be tofel, you can make tofel to the money of your korban chagiga, other monies which are not entirely chulin. So now Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish b'shem Chizkiah says, Adam tofel behemot li behema. You can add other animals that you've bought with money that was Meiser Sheni together with an animal that you brought from chulin and bring them all as a korban chagiga. If you have a lot of people that are going to be eating, so in order to allow them all to eat, you know, mechuyev to spend all that money, and you can use something that was already set aside for achila as moza meiser sheni. However, you cannot, in adam tofel ma'ot lima'a, you're not allowed to take actual cash of meiser sheni to the shtei ma'os of chulin in order to buy an animal that is larger initially. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan holds, Rabbi Yochanan omer, tofel adam ma'ot lima'ot, just the opposite. You can add more money from ma'ot of kesef meiser sheni that you've been chal meiser sheni on, but you cannot be tofel behima libehima. Because, again, as we saw, you can't bring a korban chagiga with an animal that isn't mos that the Torah defined. And over here, mos of meiser, of course, that bought a behema can, by definition, not be a korban chagiga. So now, hey chavir, what do you do in the event that oyel afanav eser behemot? Suppose you had set aside 10 different animals for your chagiga. The first day of the holiday, ikrif chamesh, b'yom tov harishon. The remainder, the last five, would you be allowed to bring it on yontif? So ma'ushiyitcher liyom tova acharon. Do we view them as an actual korban chagiga that is mutter to be brought on Shmini Atzeres, or do we view them as additions, meaning that they're like nedarim v'nedavot that you added, but nedarim and nedavot cannot be brought on yontif proper? You can bring them only during the sukkahs itself for cholamoid sukkahs. If you were actually yotze your chiyev, you just have these additional things that you want to bring, so then you can't bring them on Shmini Atzeres, even though you could bring a chagiga on Shmini Atzeres, because we learn out that your chagiga has tashlumim kol shmonin, including Shmini Atzeres, but not stam nedarim v'nedavos, which do not need to be brought on yant. So Rabbi Krisva Amar, this is a machlokus between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Itbalgun, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Chad Amar doche, v'achrona Amar eno doche. V'lo yad'in man amar da. I know that it's a machlokus. I know the people that are involved in the machlokus. Unfortunately, I do not know who said what, says Rabbi Zeira. Well, I can tell you who said what from logic. Amar Rabbi Zeira. Nifarish melehon derabanan. We can learn out what it is that these rabbanan are saying from their own words elsewhere. Min melehon. So we take a look what they mean. Rabbi Yochanan. It's got to be that it's Rabbi Yochanan de Amar. Adam tofel ma'ot lama'ot. If Rabbi Yochanan held that you cannot be tofel be'me'el le'be'ma, but only money to buy one be'ma, and that means that you cannot have an animal that was taken from Osmeister Shani and bring it as if it's a chagiga. So then he must be the one who said, who the Amar, that doche, bringing the remaining animals, would be doche yom tov acharon shel chag. Because if he says that each animal that you're bringing as a chagiga has to have a shir of a chagiga of shtei ma'ot, and you cannot mix anything with it, so obviously he holds that there's an actual din of the shir of a chagiga on every animal that's being brought as a chagiga, and therefore he clearly holds it has a shem chagiga, and a chagiga has a tashlumim kol shmona. Therefore, according to him, you can be doche shmini atzeres with your super chagigas that you've added over here. Masha Einkein, according to Rav Shimon ben Lakish, who says, Adam tofel even a behima la behima, and en adam tofel ma'ot lama'a, so he must be the madyomer who holds that these other animals are not really chagigas. They're just gifts that you're bringing in honor of the chag. But then, if it doesn't have a real din of a chagiga, it doesn't have a tashlumin on Shmini Atzeres. Ata Shimon Barva, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. So there was an additional maimer that Rabbi Shimon Barva said over in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, which teaches us that la'olam u'mosifa holeich, even after someone was mafresh as chagiga, he is allowed to continue to be mafresh additional behemoths as a chagiga, and each one of those behemoths will be dochet yom tov, meaning yom tov of Shmini Atzeres, until the man says beferish, ad shiomar in bedat tilahosif. If they says that's it, I have now brought my entire chagiga, then he can no longer be mosif any more animals, at least not be mosif them in a way that they would possibly be dochet yom tov. The next thing the Mishnah reported was Elam Shiro Gemilut Chasadim. Says the Gemara, how did the Tamer, where he say that Gemilut Chasadim has no limits? That's referring to Gemilut Chasadim in terms of things that you do, not with your money, but with your body. So let's say you're going to go to a levaya, you're going to dance for a chatan v'kala, you're going to go be Menachem Avelin. But when it comes to b'mamono, then yesh lo shiur, actually, you are not allowed to give too much. And this follows the famous dictum of Takanas Usha, where Nimnu Beusha, when the Chachomi was Gola to Usha in the Galil, one of the Goliot that the Sanhedrin had to go through, so the Takana that they made there, among other Takanot, was Shei Adam Mafish Komesh Menechatzav the Mitzvah. A person cannot give more than 20% of his property for mitzvahs, in which case there is definitely a limit on Gemilut Chasadim Ad Heichad. And how much is the minimal shear? So from Galil Bar Aninia, Rababa Bar Kahana, Chad Omar Adkede Truma V'Trumat Maaser, you need to give at least the same amount that you would give for Truma Gedol and Trumat Maaser. So that means, since the shear for a Beinoni, meaning for a person who is neither someone who is very selfish, or somebody who's overly giving, is Echad Michamishin, and the share of Trumat Maaser turns out to be 10% of the 10%, which is 1%. So basically, that means you would give a total of 3%. Echad Michamishin, 2%, and 1%, which is the amount that you would give for Trumat Maaser. Put it together, you get 3%, right? And that would mean that when a person is, even though he may be tight, when he gives tzedakah, he should be giving 3% of his income. The other one said, it's basically the pasuk, kabed et Hashem me'onecha, u'meirishit kol tevuatecha, said Shlomo HaMelech. So what's your are you supposed to be mechabed Hashem with your money, from the same shiur as reshit kol tevuatecha, which is the shiur of truma. Truma gedola is called reshis. And therefore it would be the echad mechamishim, which is 2%. Rabbi Gamliel ben Ininya ba'akamei Rabbi Man. What does that mean exactly? Does that mean a chomesh b'chol shana v'shana, and then after chamesh shanim mafsid kula? You said you're not allowed to give more than 20%, but that would mean if you give 20% every year, that in 5 years you have nothing left, in which case the takana didn't really accomplish anything. Or Marley, Sir Rabbi Mana said, no, that's not what it means. It means the first time you give from the principal. So betchila lekeren. So then you give that 20%. Mikan ve'elech. You only are able to give 20% of your income, not including any of your savings. So you never touch your keren, you never touch your principal again. Revuna Amar, le mitzvot atshlish. You can give when it comes to the kiyum of a mitzvah up to 1/3 of your property. Now, what exactly does it mean? Does it mean lechol ha-mitzvot atshlish or le mitzvah achat? Sovereign Maimar, so they thought that he meant take all of your expenses on mitzvahs and you can give atshlish. Rabbi Yamad says, no, not true. Even for the kiyum of a single mitzvah, it could be atshlish. Well, we thought that that meant that you're mechuyev to give shlish. Rabbi Chaviva, b'shem Rabbanim the Taman, the people in Bavel, because we're talking here in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalmi, but there they say, mahu shlish, what they mean is you can take shlish of the damim. That is to say, you can add 1/3 of the amount of money that you would give to the mitzvah to make it a nicer mitzvah. That's the point. Not shlish of your nechasim, but shlish of what's being given. So let's say you're giving $10 to buy an etrog. If you find a nicer etrog, you can add an additional third. So you can give $13+. That's the point. So therefore, hey Chavida, how does this work with me like this? Suppose you lakach adam mitzvah. You picked out an etrog, right? And then ra'ach eret na'imena. You see a nicer etrog. So how much more are we matriach? Should a person be matriach to spend on something that is more mahudar? Atshlish, 1/3 of the amount that he was initially going to give. Tony Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel alerts from the pasuk in a bright time. Zekeli v'an ve'yu. This is my God, and I will make him beautiful. What is that supposed to mean? Kiyav shalom adam l'navot et boro. It's supposed to make HaKadosh Baruch Hu beautiful. Hell, what it means is that anavelo b'mitzvot, I will make the mitzvahs that I do more beautiful, which is a kavod shamayim. That's the pshat. So I will be beautiful in mitzvahs. So e'eselef anav lulav na'eh, sukkah na'eh, shofar na'eh, tzitzit na'eh, tefillin na'eh. And in being more beautiful myself, I will be more similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's beauty. Abba Shalom there. The word v'anveyu can be read as the word ani v'hu, which would mean to be domelo, use his midot as the derech Hashem to make yourself similar to. Mahu chanun v'rachum, afata te'e chanun v'rachum.